everyone here this morning. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives. Lord, we don't just need, Lord, just an intellectual knowledge of who you are, but Lord, we need to know who you are intimately. Lord, in a relationship with you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name right now. Lord, we bless your name. You're worthy to receive all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the miracles that you're working in our lives, God. You are a miracle worker. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, some people say that the day of miracles are over, but I don't serve the day of miracles. I serve the God of miracles. Amen. I serve the God of miracles. Amen. And I believe that God is still a miracle-working God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So those of us that prayed this morning and we connected with the Lord, we need to consider it to be done, right? When we leave these doors, when we walk out of here, we need to consider it to be done. We don't see it happen yet, but it's happened already in the Spirit. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Before we get into the Word, in Joshua chapter 4, you can turn there while I make this announcement. The children are going on a field trip today, and there is a form that has to be filled out before they can go. And Danielle has it in her hand here. And they're going to be going to G Creek and Miss Dolly's house today. And that's just over there in the Delano area. And the children, they're going to have food, crafts, and possible swim time. And so need the kids to bring a change of clothes, and you can fill out the form on the back so that the kids, your kids, can go with them today. And so it'll be right after church. Okay, and they'll be back at?
Church service tonight.
Okay. They'll be back at church service tonight. And so praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're there at Joshua chapter 4, you can say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to say I thank the Lord for his word.
Amen.
I think it's very important for us to get into the word of God, to know what God says about our lives, to know what God says. Look at your neighbor and say, just remember. Just remember. Just remember what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the word that you're giving us this morning. I pray that you bless this message today. Let the people receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to start at verse 1 here. And it came to pass when all the people... Do y'all like it when we put it on the screen here? I like that. And it came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. And then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. And that this may be a sign. Everybody say that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Praise the Lord. Here it is. Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. How many remembers what the Ark of the Covenant represents? It represents the presence of the Lord, right? Amen. Jesus fulfilled that. Jesus lives in us. He gave us the Holy Spirit. Before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, when it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. Everybody say forever. God says, I want you to get stones, memorial stones, and I want you to build a memorial for what I have done for you. What did God do for the children of Israel? And I just want to give you this simple message this morning. because I want you to go with understanding and clarity about what God has for you in your life. Look at your neighbor again and say, just remember. God wanted the children of Israel to build a memorial so that they and generations to come, the family to come, would not forget what God had done in history. Did you know that God has been working in your history all throughout your life when you didn't even know it? When you fell and you made a mistake, when you sinned, God was working his redemptive plan in your life. And right now, God is working in your life. And a lot of times, we get to the point to where we complain sometimes, don't we? The moment you complain, the moment you grumble, the moment you mumble, the moment you start complaining about your life, oh, my life is terrible, my life is terrible, you know what you're doing? You're not remembering what God had done for you. Amen. What did God do for the children of Israel? He brought them out of where? Egypt. He brought them out of Egypt, and he brought them to the place of Gilgal. And they built a memorial at Gilgal. Now, what does Gilgal mean? It means that Egypt's reproach, right? Egypt's reproach has rolled away from Israel. Amen. So here's the lesson. Here's the message. You need to remember what God has done for you in your life. When you get to the point to where you start complaining, start grumbling, start thinking, man, my life is not good. Where is God at? Where is God at? You don't need to ask those questions. You need to, listen, if you're saved, that should make you rejoice every day of your life. I'm saved. I'm born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus is with me. He's my God. He's my protection. And listen, while they were in Egypt, what else did God do while they were in Egypt? He protected them from the plagues. Right? The plagues that were in Egypt. He protected them. He guided them. He was there with them. And when the children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, they would forget what God had done. They would forget. And so when you see people get distraught and they feel like they're in the valley of despair, they need to go back in time and remember what God done for them. And listen, when you start getting depressed, when you start getting sad about what the enemy is doing, you get attacked from the enemy. Let me tell you something. The only thing that the enemy can do is falsely accuse you. When the enemy comes to you and he falsely accuses you, you need to start remembering some things. But you know what we tend to remember? We always tend to remember the bad stuff. We just tend to remember Egypt, and that's all we remember. But do you remember the one who actually brought you out of Egypt? Because when you understand that Jesus saved you and that he brought you out of the sin, out of spiritual Egypt, when he brought you out of Egypt, man, you'll be like, hallelujah, glory to God. I'll never get tired of singing the praises of God. I'll never get tired of worshiping the Lord. I'll never get tired of kneeling before the Lord. I'll never get tired of talking about Jesus. I'll never get tired of praying before I eat a meal. Hello. I'll never get tired of God. I'll never get tired of singing the same song of redemption. Oh, it was the blood of Jesus that was shed for me on Calvary. This is what excites me. This is what keeps me going. This is what keeps us going, is what God has done for us. Because you don't need to forget. And the moment you start complaining, the moment you start getting distraught and despair and depressed, you need to understand, wait a minute, this is what God has done for me. Have you ever heard someone say, the Lord has never done nothing for me? The Lord has never, yes, he has. He sent his son to die for you. He brought you out of Egypt. The reproach of Egypt is rolled away. And people can live in Egypt as long as they want to, but I'm going to live in Gilgal because the reproach of Egypt in my life is rolled away. No more am I in slavery. No more am I in bondage to sin. No more am I in bondage. I have the victory through Christ Jesus. I have a promise that God has given me. And he's already gave it to me. Amen. I'm living in Gilgal. And that's where they set up the memorial. They set up this memorial so the children would learn. And God is calling us to raise our children in the admonition of the Lord. And so that, and you know what he told them later on in that chapter? He said, when your children see these stones, when they see this memorial, they're going to ask you a question. Daddy, why? Daddy, why are these stones here? And you know what they're going to say? Well, it's a reminder of how God brought us out of Egypt. It's a reminder of how God parted the Red Sea. It's a reminder. You know why God wanted them to have a memorial? You know why God wanted them to have a reminder? Because man always tends to forget. He'll forget. 2 weeks later, he'll forget. He'll say, oh, my life is terrible. Oh, my life. Oh, don't forget what God has done for you. Listen, if he saved you, and if you've repented, and you've understand the gospel message, great is your reward. Listen, when you understand that, the gift of salvation is the greatest miracle of all. And when you've been saved, when you've been born again, you've got something to shout about. You can shout for the rest of your days on into eternity, because he said it shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. Amen. And so God is calling parents, God is calling grandparents. They want to be able to tell their children, son, I remember when God healed me. I remember when God, listen, if God brought us this far, he's not going to leave us hanging. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, if God brought me this far, and sometimes when we get thoughts of whether or not we're going to make it, whether or not God's going to be with us, if God's going to give us the right person, amen. If God's going to give us the right house, amen. If God's going to give us the right connections in our life, amen. We worry about these things. Listen, if God saved you and he gave you his spirit, you can rely on his wisdom and you can rely on his word, and your children will follow it and they'll say, listen, I remember my dad when he would preach the word of God. He didn't wait till church time to preach. He didn't wait till church time to worship the Lord. He worshiped the Lord in his living room. He built a memorial in the living room. Instead of having the TV on, he built a memorial. Yes. Amen. I'm not against TV, but sometimes we revere the TV more than we do the memorial. Amen, church. Amen. And God is wanting us to build a memorial so that our friends will ask, man, why are you so happy? Man, why are you so joyful? It's because I've got something that the world can't take away. I've got it in my, look what God has done. Look at your neighbor and say, look what God has done. And so I'm not living in Egypt anymore. You know, I go to the movies and I have to be very selective at what I watch. How many knows that's the truth? You have to be very selective. And just because it says PG doesn't mean it's really PG. And so we're real selective. And so when I'm at the theaters, you know, I'm excited about watching the movie. Excited. Well, I want to see this movie. I want to see this movie. Well, when the credits come on, people don't care. They don't care about who produced the movie. They don't care who directed it. They don't care. They're like, movie's over, let's go. This is a waste of time. This is a waste of time. You know what some people do? You know what some people do? They love the blessing more than they do the one who produced the blessing. Are y'all with me? We forget what God, we forget who produced the blessing. We forget. You know why we get angry so much? Because we forget what God's done for us. You know why we lose our temper? You know why we don't have self-control? You know why we don't have the fruit of the Spirit? You know why we get tempted so easy? You know why? Because we forget what God's done for us. You know what I see, what I've seen in the church a lot today? People have spiritual amnesia. Right? And I see people, they'll pray one day and say, yes! Hallelujah. And 2 weeks down the road, they forget all about what God done for them. That's right. They forget. It's like it leaves their life. And because you know why? You know why they have the spiritual amnesia? The spiritual amnesia. You know why they have it? It's because they were looking for the blessing rather than the blesser. Amen. See, you got to worship the Lord, not what he can. You don't worship the Lord for what he can give you. Can I get an amen? Amen. You got to worship the Lord for who he is. Right? It was like the song they sung this morning. It's not because of what I done. It's because of what he did. It's not because of who I am. It's because of who he is. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. And you say, Brother Sam, I don't know if the Lord loves me enough. I don't know if the Lord loves me enough that I could live in Gilgal and be able to build a memorial. Listen, listen, God has done so much for you in your past. He did things for you. You didn't even recognize it. Even to this day, you don't even know the times where he saved you, where he helped you. There's been times you didn't even know God was with you in the bar. You didn't know God was with you when you was out partying all night. You didn't know God was with you. God was there all the time. And we tend to forget. We tend to forget the goodness and the severity of the mercy of God. He's so merciful. He's so graceful. And God has been with us all this time, working through history. Listen, God kept things getting out about your personal life that nobody else knows today because he loves your reputation. Can I get an amen? Amen. There's things you wouldn't tell anybody right now that you did in your past. Some of us are like, yep. Yeah, well, listen, I'll nod my head, yeah, with you. Listen, there's some things that you wouldn't tell anybody. You don't want to tell anybody, but God saved you anyhow. Amen, church. God kept the word from getting out about that. Can I get an amen? Amen. See, some of you are like, man, that is true. Yeah, that is right. Listen, we don't give God enough praise. We don't give God enough thanks. We can never give God enough thanks for what he did for us. We need to praise God for saving us at the times we didn't think he was with us when we thought he was gone. We need to praise God. Look at your neighbor and say, just remember. When you start getting down, when you start getting down and out and you don't know what, and you're upset about what life's throwing at you, you're struggling, you need to just remember. We tend to forget the good, and we always focus on the bad. I remember that bad mistreatment I got. I remember those bad mistakes I made. I remember that bad past. I remember, listen, if you'll just remember what God has done for you, you'll be set for life. Amen, church. Remember, and we tend to forget the good. We just remember the bad. And God says, look, you're in Gilgal. Look at me. Look at me. You're not in Egypt anymore. You're in Gilgal. The reproach is not here anymore. You need to rejoice. You don't need to lose your song. You don't need to lose your praise. You don't need to lose it. You don't need to lose the spirit of worship. Hallelujah. And she's agreeing with me also. We don't need to lose our spirit of worship.
Amen.
You say, Brother Sam, what's the secret? What's the secret to keep the fire burning? What is the secret to keep your passion for God burning? What is the secret? The secret is this. Y'all ready? I've said it many times. Hallelujah. She's just backing me up. She's just backing me up during this message. Hallelujah. I want y'all to look right here. Woo-hoo. Right here. Right? What is the secret to burning for Jesus? Right? Just remember. Just remember. I can tell you, I know a lot of people's testimonies in here where they gave me their personal testimony. They haven't even told the church yet, right? They haven't even told the church. But I've heard their personal testimonies of how God brought them out, where they brought them from. And as long as they remember where God brought them from, the fire keeps burning.
Amen.
It keeps burning because they understand that if it hadn't have been for that time, that if it hadn't have been for God coming to them and getting them on the right path, where would they be? Now, here's what I say with the children of Israel. Here's what I say. Where would I be if he hadn't parted the Red Sea in my life? Where would I be if he didn't give me the instructions to follow the Ark of the Covenant? Jesus. Where would I be? Where would I be? It's because of the grace of God that I'm not dead today. It's because of the grace of God. It's because of the mercy of God that I'm even preaching today. Hallelujah. It's by the mercy of God that you're hearing the word of God today. We are to be the most happiest people today that we are listening to the greatest message on the face of the earth. This is the greatest hope, the greatest grace, the greatest mercy that we could ever have in our lives. And all God is saying right here, he's saying two words. He's saying, just remember. Just remember. If you remember what God has done for you, your fire for God will keep burning. and burning and burning for him. I'm telling you, church, if you'll just listen, if you'll just listen to the Holy Spirit, he will help you and he'll give you the light that you need. And I know what you're thinking. Some of you may be thinking this. Man, I've had a lot of bad things happen in my life. I don't know if God's really working in my life. Listen, if you'll just remember what God done for you when he brought you out of Egypt, he'll give you the wisdom that you need. He'll give you the knowledge that you need. Because in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 12, he tells the children of Israel, he says, I'm going to give you this memorial. I'm going to give you this law so that you won't forget. I don't want you to forget. I want you to write this down, put it in your pocket, put it on Facebook, whatever. If you'll remember where God brought you from, if you'll remember where God brought you from, you'll know, you'll be able to trust him where he's going to take you. If you'll remember where God brought you from, you'll be able to trust him to where he's going to take you. And he will not leave you hanging. Church, this morning I could give you eloquence, like an eloquent speech. Right? I could give you all these points and make it try to sound real good, but what good is it to be eloquent and sound real good if I don't give you truth?
Amen.
Look at your neighbor again and say, just remember. Amen. Just remember. Remember what God has done for you. Don't you let, you know what the enemy will do? How many's ever had thoughts of, man, I remember those bad things I did. I remember, how many's ever had those? I remember. Listen, of course you remember, but you've got to let what God did for you be greater than the things you did. Because the truth is, it is a fact. It is a fact that you did those. But the truth is that God has forgiven you. And he's using those bad things as a platform for you to go forward in your spiritual journey with God. Hallelujah. And if you'll catch that, if you'll grasp that, you'll be set free. Remember what God has done for you. When you get up tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock, when the alarm is going, and you hit the snooze button 5 times, right? And you wake up, and you're brewing the coffee, you need to remember, oh, Lord, if it hadn't been for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yesterday, they worked me like a mule. I watched a few trucks, and man, I was like, I can't take it no more. I can't take it. It's getting hot. And it was like 8:30 in the morning. Oh, hallelujah. And I began to look over at Tommy, and I said, Tommy, and I was drenched in sweat. I said, Tommy, I thank God that I have the ability to do this. Hallelujah. I told him that. I said, Tommy, I thank God. The Lord gave us the grace today to do that. It's all because of Jesus, right? It's all because of Jesus. Listen, guys, you got to remember. You got to remember what God has done for you. You got to remember what God is doing in your life. Don't forget. Guys, don't forget. You say, preacher, you're repeating yourself a lot. Well, I want you to be able to repeat it when you leave the church. I don't want you to forget this message. Hello. I want you to remember the word that was given to you this morning is that if you'll just remember what God has done for you, that he saved you, that he set you free, you'll be able to go forward in your walk with God. I don't know about you, but I'm not living in Egypt. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not living in Egypt. But we're living in Gilgal. I'm not living on this side of the Jordan. I'm going into my inheritance, and I'm following the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God on the other side of the Jordan. And because I do that, the future generations that's to come, they'll ask me, why are you so happy? Why are you so joyful? Why do you go to church every Sunday? Why do you serve God? Why do you have Bibles? Why do you do this? Why do you do this? Well, it's not because of what Mom and Dad did. It's not because of what my cousins did. It's not because of what my relatives did. It's because of what God did. And I can say with you, I'm not going to say, listen, we're going to have problems, we're going to have trials, we're going to have difficulties, we're going to have troubles, we're going to go through these things. But I pray that when you look at me and when I look at you, later on down in life, they'll say, well, that failure, that failure, he just keeps going on for the Lord, don't he? Look at, man, he's been through these things and been through these bad times. He just keeps going on for the Lord. I can't believe it. He's still going. You know why he's still going? You know why he's still going? Because he remembers what God has done for him. And God has set up a memorial in his heart. Glory.
Hallelujah.
That makes me happy. Sorry. I'm overreacting. I'm very dramatic this morning. God has built a memorial in your heart, guys. Let God build that memorial. When you begin to forget and you start to get discouraged and you get attacked from the enemy, you go back to the memorial. Do you hear me, church? Go back to the memorial and say, look, this is where I met God. This is where I got my fire. This is where I got my passion. This is where I got forgiven. This is where God gave me purpose and he gave me a plan for my life. We got to go back to the memorial. Those memorial stones. And get this. This is so great. I was reading the chapter this morning. Oh, this is great. Y'all ready? He told the priest to go into the River Jordan, pick up the stones, and carry them out. The stones were buried, but they were resurrected. They were resurrected. And that was a picture. That was a picture of the resurrection. And when I go back to the memorial, I know that I have a guarantee of my resurrection, of my justification, of my sanctification, of my glorification. And I could go on and on. Y'all get the point. I get the guarantee. And the Bible says that when we're given the Holy Spirit, that we receive a down payment, that we receive the earnest of our inheritance, a down payment. And this memorial that I have in my heart is a down payment of my home in heaven. And I'll always have this memorial, and it's protected by the Holy Spirit. And whenever I go in this journey in life, all of y'all, we got to listen to this. When we go on this journey in our life, no matter what we go through, and I mean it now, no matter what you go through, you need to remember. You need to go back and visit the memorial. Visit the place where God met you. And when you understand that, you'll get your fire back. You'll get your passion back. You'll understand, wait a minute, God has more for me than just mediocrity. Mediocrity. Hallelujah, that's too big a word. God has more than me than average. Let me say it like that. God has more for you than average. I'm telling you. God has a plan for you. And so I speak from my heart this morning that if you'll remember, when you leave here today, you'll say, you know what? I remember that morning. I remember. Wait a minute. Look what God did for me. He saved me from the car wreck. Look, God healed me when I was there in the hospital. God was with me. God was with my family. God was with me in my relationship. When I was struggling, God was still there. He was working in my life. Remember how God brought you out of Egypt. Remember, guys. Don't get spiritual amnesia, where you forget 2 weeks down the road or 3 weeks down the road. Always keep that memory in your heart. And if you'll always keep that memory in your heart, you will live in freedom. I'm telling you. You receive it this morning.
Amen.
Build a memorial in your heart. Now, some of you, I don't know. I'm thinking everyone is saved here. But if you're not saved and you don't know Jesus in a personal relationship, you say, well, how do I know this? How will I know? Well, God will let you know. And you say, I don't really have a memorial. I don't have a memorial that I can go back to. Well, maybe it's time to build a memorial. Did y'all catch that? Maybe it's time to build a memorial right now, this morning, for God to meet you and say, you know what? This is the time, this is the place where I can meet God. And now there's some of you, it's been a long time since you visited that memorial. It's been a long time. It's been too long. You've lost your fire, your passion. You're asking, is God here with me? Is God really here? Is God really still going to use me after all I've done? Is God? Yeah, he'll use you. But I'm asking you today, it's time to visit the memorial. It's time. And I'm speaking to someone here today, and I'm going to give you this opportunity. This is your opportunity to build a memorial before the Lord. Either to build a memorial to be saved, or to visit the memorial and say, God, I'm going to visit this memorial because I want my fire back. I want my worship back. I want my praise back. I'm tired of being beaten down by the enemy. I'm tired of being discouraged. I'm tired of living in the valley of despair. I want it all, God. I want everything you got, God. I want everything you have, Lord. This is the call. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying this morning. He's saying, for those of you that are not saved, build a memorial before me this morning. Build a memorial. And for those of you who want your fire back, when God first saved you, when he found you, maybe it's time for you to visit that memorial this morning and say, Lord, it is my heart's desire not to forget what you've done for me, because I know if I forget, I'll be defeated by the enemy. I must remember what God has done for me. So I've given you that opportunity this morning. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I pray that for those here this morning, if they don't have, Lord, if they've lost their passion, their fire, their spiritual drive for you, I pray, God, that you would restore it, that you would move upon them, Father. And Lord, that they would even come up here to the front so that we could pray together. Lord, that they could revisit that memorial. And that they would do it constantly. And Father, I pray for those here this morning that may not be saved. They may not have a relationship with you. I pray that they would build a memorial that would serve as a reminder. Glory to God. That would serve as a reminder of what you have done for them, even when they were living in sin, even when they were lost. They're going to build a memorial and say, this is what the Lord has done. And they will not say, look what I've done, but they'll say, look at what the Lord has done. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Come.